Listen, great idea. Just thought I'd throw this out for you because I just thought of it. You get the fire department to head on over to Wolfpen Creek, okay, in the amphitheater, and you get up on stage, and you got a fire hose going, and, you know, you hit the hillside. What do you think, for like 2 hours tomorrow morning? And, you know, you got ice, and you could have the kids slide down into the water pit down there at the end?
Yeah.
What do you think? Huh?
Why didn't we do that when it was Christmas at the creek?
Yeah.
I'm taking that back to City Hall in a little bit.
That's it. You just walk in and go, listen, I was at WTAW today, and that's when everybody looks.
Great idea.
Yeah, and they said, let's do this. So anyway, so I'm not going to do that. Just put it away. Just think about that. You can have a winter carnival.
Yes.
And because of social media, you could announce it instantly, and there'd be people
right.
there. Anyway, but you're not here to talk about that. But let's talk a little cold weather, because we really are. This is going to be serious stuff. It's 22 tonight. It'll be 20 tomorrow night. So what kind of precautions, beside putting that little, you know, cup thing on your faucet?
Right.
Is there?
Yeah. People always talk about, you know, people, plants, and pets. But then the fourth one is pipes.
Yeah.
And those pipes are your sprinkler system. So, and if you have a backflow preventer, which is a pressure vacuum breaker, it's usually like a little bell shaped thing they're usually up next to the side of the house.
Right.
Cover that. Then go into the garage, look at your irrigation controller. Or if you have a business, call your landscape company, make sure they come out and look at it, and make sure it's in the off position.
Okay.
It should be, like, starting in November, they should just be in the off position. And then if it gets dry and you need to water, then you just go out and turn it on for a little bit. But they should not be running in automatic mode.
Okay.
Because that's how, when you're driving to work, I'm sure, you know, today and tomorrow, there's little frozen ice sculptures around.
Yeah, there will be.
Yeah.
So now, to cover that that first thing, what's that called? This outside?
The pressure vacuum breaker.
Yeah, you could put like go get a 5 gallon bucket and just put it over that and put a rock on top of it, and that should be fine.
Yeah, cover it up with some towels,
you
know, some foam tape. It doesn't have to be anything sophisticated.
Yeah.
The important thing is to make sure that your sprinklers are not on, because, you know, we do get runoff. It's, there shouldn't be runoff, but we know that there's going to be. And then when it freezes, then that creates black ice. And if people are out walking their dogs in the morning, then they slip, fall, break their hip.
Yeah.
Oops. Or, you know, if it's in the roadway, then we're getting into car wrecks. And so it's just really not a good thing.
I got a shout out to I'm going to shout out to Welburn Water, even though you're not part of that. But they came by, and I have a faucet at the front of my property that has exposed pipe of about 3 feet, and they wrapped it for me.
Oh, wow.
I thought that was really nice. But that makes you think about that sort of situation. If you have any exposed pipes that are away from your house, if you have to be like, because you run a hose out to another part of your property, you need to make sure you take care of those things too, because a broken pipe is a broken pipe. Now, the system itself, irrigation system, we're not going to have enough cold weather long enough that you have to drain it or anything,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's Texas. You know, wait a day and we'll be in shorts again.
Okay, so yeah. Now, so the question is, let's say that you own a house and it's vacant. Give me the because there's the theory, I'll just let the water drip for a while.
Yeah, you don't really need to do that. I mean, we were talking off the air about, you know, should you drain your system?
Right.
I mean, you can. If you're living in the house, you can. That won't hurt anything. I would think if you're not there, just go ahead and just drain it and just, you know, turn everything off, because that way you won't run into any trouble.
And if you set the thermostat in the house, it's empty. If it's got power on it, like 50, it'd be fine, right? Okay.
You know, just, put everything on minimal, just so that you don't have that potential there.
Okay.